You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a BingeCast commentary.
Welcome to another BingeCast movie commentary, only here on BingeMedia.net. I am your host, Pete Setnick, and I am here with co-host of The Binge Views, Mr. Chad C. What's going on, buddy?
Not a lot, man. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little intense after that musical intro that got me going.
No, I know. Got my blood boiling. I'm ready to go.
Oh, man. This is, so we're doing Mad Max Fury Road. I guess in honor of its four-year anniversary, this was out May 15th, 2015. So that seems about right. I was thinking today, I'm like, does it seem older than that? Does it seem newer than that? It kind of just feels like 4 years anyway. It seems about right.
Yeah. It's a good year for movies.
Oh, yeah? What else was going on?
Ex Machina was that year. The Lobster, It Follows, The Revenant.
Oh, you're right.
Sicario, What We Do in the Shadows, Hateful Eight. I mean, yeah,
damn. Look at this guy.
And then Spotlight wins Best Picture. So.
Was this up for anything?
Yeah, 10. It won 6 Oscars. Yeah, all the technical categories and everything. Yeah.
I'm glad I'm glad you're on this show.
No acting nominations, though.
I think the only one that would get it would be, like, Charlize.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Other than that, I mean, we'll talk about Tom Hardy when we get there, but, yeah. So we are at, we're all queued up, whether it's Blu-ray or stream. We're at 4 seconds. The Warner Brothers logo is, it's kind of going into place. So it's in motion, right? Is that where, that's where we're at, yep. Right? And 3, 2, 1, go, and on go, we're going to hit play, and let's watch this fucking crazy ass flick. And you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh boy. You see this in theaters?
Yeah, I watched it in 3D actually the first time I watched it.
Oh, how was that? How was that 3D?
Surprisingly, it wasn't bad. Yeah, it's a post-conversion movie, and there's pretty good depth within everything. The big explosion scene at the end when the Doof Warriors guitar comes flying at you was actually pretty cool. Gimmicky, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's even gimmicky without the 3D when it comes flying at you.
Oh, yeah.
So I was watching this today. I'm like, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, man, are we going to be able to, is there going to be anything to talk about instead of saying like, oh, that's awesome. That looks awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll figure something out and hopefully say some trivia nuggets. I have that pulled up. And I wanted to ask you some questions if you knew of anything, but I remember when this was coming out or like post-production, I remember the cast was just kind of like bashing this, saying how like, what a disaster filmmaking was. Go ahead.
But Tom Hardy had to apologize after the premiere at Cannes with the George Miller because he was so impossible to work with.
Tom was impossible or George was?
George and Charlize like hated working with him on this. He was just kind of an asshole the entire time and was wondering what was going on and why he was doing certain things. And he's like, oh, you're kind of a genius. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. After he saw the finished product, I guess. That's ridiculous. Tom, relax. Are you like a huge Tom Hardy fan? Does he make you get to the theater?
I like Tom Hardy. I wouldn't say I'm like a diehard fan, though. I mean, I think he's amazing in Bronson. He's great in that.
I agree, yeah.
This performance is honestly might be my least favorite of his.
This is not great. So everything feels like ADR here too.
Totally dubbed over a lot of his lines.
Yeah,
Like especially the when he's strapped to the front of that car and he's like, "That's my head." Clearly,
it's awful. Yeah. There must have been, right? It's just completely off. It just sounds off.
Yeah,
it's definitely
yeah.
not.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, the same goes when he's in the race scene at the end and he's got the car and he's like, "That's my car."
Oh yeah, those are two obvious lines. And we got a little voiceover here,
mm-hmm.
which I think it stops after a while. Are you a big like Mel Gibson Mad Max film guy?
I like him all right. I definitely like Road Warrior. I was not a fan of Thunderdome. I don't think a lot of people are, but I don't know how well the original holds up either. I remember watching it in preparation for this one 4 years ago, and
same here. Yeah.
It feels a little dated.
Yeah,
but you got Hugo or Hugh Keyes Byrne back as from Toe Cutter in that movie. Is Immortan Joe in this?
Oh, look at you. See, I knew having you on was gonna be good. I saw this in theater, and I remember once the credits rolled, I looked at my wife, and we both were like out of breath. Like I just felt like we held our breath the whole time during this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only downtime is when they go to like the all female, I guess, like camp that they're at. That's pretty much the only downtime. You just get some kind of backstory of Charlize and all that stuff, but
yeah,
it's still good though. Jenna? It's not slow and boring. It's just
filming. Yeah, it's your little recovery time before the big climax.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just noticed that it says on when they're tattooing his back, it says genitals intact.
Good to know.
Yeah, he's a universal donor.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I wouldn't say I'm like a Tom Hardy fan. Like you said, Bronson. He's not gonna make. Like I haven't even seen Venom. Or the one where he plays like twins.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen Legend. Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
And I haven't seen Locke. So I guess I'm not a Tom Hardy fan.
I do like Locke. Locke's good. I think in The Revenant, that's one of his better performances. Honestly.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he was nominated for that movie actually.
Oh nice. This movie is so intense though.
Yeah, it's just nonstop.
I was thinking today. I'm like, what are we gonna say? That's not. See, what are these? Do you know these visions? I don't even know what these.
Yeah, no. He has the flashback of that little girl too, but I don't think he's supposed to be his kid. I don't know.
I was doing a little bit of research, and a couple people said like, oh, there were prequel comics or something related to that stuff.
Okay.
You know, I'm not into like doing all that homework.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know they did a backstory of Immortan Joe and Nux as well.
Yeah.
I think it came out like after the movie that summer, but yeah, I never read any of those.
How pasty are those guys?
Those war boys.
Yeah. Oh shit! Here we go. Let's see some. See some trivia here. The editor, Margaret Sixel, had roughly 470 hours of footage to edit.
Yeah, that's George Miller's wife as well.
Yeah. And he said he wanted her to edit it because he didn't want a guy to edit it because it would look like every other movie, he said.
Yeah. Hey, he was correct about that.
Yeah.
We get the first look at the Immortan Joe's just fucked up body here.
Yeah, he's like blowing baby powder on him so there isn't chap out there in the sun. Because he'd probably sweat in the, like that plastic body rig that he's got on.
Yeah,
right?
Like the shield thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to have Gold Bond. I mean, that's like the huge thing in this movie. It's like water, gas, Gold Bond.
Yeah. It's a necessary element.
Absolutely.
There you go. Throwing the armor on. Got all those medals on there. What do we think those stand for? All the people he's conquered.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what Did you watch any of the like special features on the Blu-ray or anything?
I didn't. From all I was watching was just like the, you know, the stunts. That's pretty much all I was able to see. I didn't see any like in-depth character features, or at least, at least I didn't get to it yet.
Yeah, there's a, they're actually pretty cool. There's, I would say, a couple hours of bonus features on this.
Oh, nice.
The Blu-ray I have, and like even in his car, the attention to detail, every single car that he had like demolished with, what's the name of his car? The Giga. I can't think of what it's called, but he has the, like a hood ornament from all of these vehicles inside car, like on the dash.
That's awesome.
The Giga Horse, that's the name of his car.
Giga Horse.
It's what, two Cadillacs like forged together.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder why. I mean, I know Charlize is badass, right? And she could drive this war rig, but you would think he would be like, you're going to be one of my ladies as well.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, do you think maybe because her arm is missing, she's deformed, and so he like she's not perfect for him?
Oh, maybe. That's good. I like it.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you notice, like, every woman in this movie, like, outside of his wives, all have, you know, something. Like, even the ones that he's mother's milk is just fucking producing all this milk, and then the ones you see down here are just all fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. Those mother's milk ladies, they are sexy. Look at these people. Oh, yeah. The extras for this was just like, if you look like hell, we'll take you.
Yeah.
And what's the big guy's name? Like Baby or something?
Rictus Erectus.
Dude, that guy is... I feel like his lines are also a little ADR.
Oh, they're so good, though. I have a baby brother!
Let me see. When he's, the little guy's looking at the binoculars.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see.
Do you think he has any idea that he's just going to be passed over? That's why Immortan's wanting this perfect heir, and he's just so clueless. He's just so dumb.
Oh, he is so dumb. He has no idea. And he won't even turn around. He won't even turn around like Sloth on the Fratellis. Like, he is so dumb to the end.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even beat up Immortan Joe. What? You think that's makeup she puts on her eyes, or is this natural stainage?
Yeah, like the black.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like maybe oil or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess they don't have sunglasses, so it's like.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It's like her, like the baseball players wear those lines things.
Uh huh.
If that even helps, I don't even know. I don't even know how that helps.
The sun in the desert could be a. Pretty hard to drive in. I can
yeah. See. That'd be me. I'd be drumming. That's my job in this world, I think. And more than Joe, I could play
drums. Duke Warriors vehicle.
That would be kind of cool. That's another thing that's cool about this. Like the soundtrack is played by musicians within the movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like some parts, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Especially.
We're off.
Yeah, this is it.
What is that, 5 minutes into the movie? It's one thing I'd really like about this movie is there's just zero exposition. Like, and you can pretty much do, like, see in your head why a lot of these characters are, like, why they are. Yeah. After a couple watches. First watch, you're kind of like, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever watch one of the later seasons of Fargo?
Yeah, I've seen all the seasons.
Yeah, that's that one of that. One of the brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The chocolate Prince. Glaze brother.
Yeah.
Chocolate glaze. Yeah, that guy's good. He's also, my wife watches a show that he's in with the chocolate glaze guy. They're like psychics or something. Or that guy's.
Oh, really?
Something like that. I don't know. She watches that.
He's also, isn't he one of the, like, the researchers in Insidious as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like one of the paranormal guys with, Lay Wennell, the two.
Yeah,
two.
Yeah, yeah.
He's good in those. He's got some humor.
Yeah.
He's good. And there she goes.
Instantly going off track.
Yeah. I would have waited a little bit.
Yeah, you such a clear sight line of him already. Where the hell is she going?
This little guy. Little guy, where is he? Little guy in the binoculars. She went off track. This guy's fucking like jacked and he's like 80.
Yeah, yeah.
He just looks like 80-year-old man, ripped. Ripped to shreds with a scuba hat on. He's got sunglasses. What the hell?
Yeah, they all do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Next season has those, like the clear glasses on.
Oh, yeah.
Drives into the
fans. Furiosa needs a pair.
Yeah, what the hell?
She's fucking rubbing oil over her forehead. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
It's fucking titties.
A lot of milk.
Oh, I wouldn't drink any of this.
Here he drinks it.
I know. It's good. Look at him. He's like an ape.
Moo.
Moo. Look at this guy in his rig. His binocular rig.
His other son.
Maybe that's why he doesn't. Like you said, Charlize is deformed. He already has a deformed son. Probably from like, yeah.
Really dumb son, too.
Yeah, he's not doing too well with it. His numbers aren't good. Well, look at him. It's probably mostly his offspring. He is horrendous.
Let's see what's agitating Dad.
So I wanted to.
Clearly, Immortan Joe, I mean, he is a shell. I mean, he's a very old man. Do you think that he's, like, how do you think he's getting the wives pregnant? Is he actually, like, raping them, or do you think? Or, like, is it,
oh, yeah.
I just don't think that he would be capable of sex. I don't know. He seems like he'd have a heart attack instantly.
I mean, I think it's so gross that he is, that he would do it and that he is doing probably. It. Because yeah. they're fucking out of there. Like,
yeah. Cool design, though. He looks pretty creepy.
Yeah, it's a great costume.
The horse teeth mask. It'd be a nice Halloween costume one year, but it'd be tough to pull off.
Hell yeah. This lady. Don't take your time. Don't shoot him.
Yeah, why doesn't she shoot? I don't understand. Gotta get that dialogue out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at all those tattoos.
The one of the deleted scenes has a more little bit more with that older lady as they take her on the road.
Yep, there I am. Drumming. These guys are like crackheads, these what are they, war dogs?
War boys?
Yeah. War boys. Crackheads.
Just crazy suicide bombers, pretty much.
Yeah.
All to go to Valhalla.
Yeah, right? With their Charlie Day spray paint. Charlie Kelly.
See, I thought, the first few times I watched this, I just, because I know they're so obsessed with chrome, yeah. I thought that was just like, it's like chrome spray paint they're doing, but it's apparently like some type of post-apocalyptic drug that gets you really high so you don't feel anything.
Oh, that, that's good.
That's what I was, George Miller was talking about.
So they're pussies. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
They can't die like men. They have to take some numbing.
Well, what is his name? Morsov, the dude that just dives into that buzzard, like off it.
Yeah.
Epic scene. Just it sprays it. And, I mean, that wouldn't feel great. So, no.
Witness me. I love the witness me lines. I didn't know a bunch of what they were saying when I first saw this. It was only until like the last 2 weeks I watched it with subtitles to really get. Because they're all just kind of yelling and mumbling. And But it definitely was a lot clearer to me. Rewatching this recently with subs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when he's telling him to fang it, it so clearly sounds like another word.
Oh, yeah. Walk. Oh, absolutely. That's good makeup.
So that's another. Yeah. It's awesome. The another one of the bonus features, like when he's saying "fang it," their shifter is made out of dentures. So that's what I'm saying. The attention to detail is just spot on, man. Like it, just using all these items for like just what a post-apocalyptic world would be like.
Yeah,
I wonder, cool designs and everything.
I'm gonna pull up a little box office here. I want to see what the budget was.
There's the Doof Warrior.
Yeah. Apparently the guitar was like 135 pounds.
Yeah. And the whammy bar controlled all the flames, though. So
yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
That is a cool costume.
He, the Doof Warrior wears, he's like Leatherface. He wears the skin of his dead mother on his face, apparently.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Talk about detail.
Yeah.
All right, budget was $150 million.
Yep.
And domestic gross was only $154 million, which is not a huge bump from the budget.
Yeah.
No. Worldwide.
What was it worldwide, though? It was quite a bit worldwide.
378.
Okay, yeah.
So that's like...
I made it up there.
Yeah, more than half.
Yeah, I remember this movie came out the same weekend as Pitch Perfect 2 in 2015.
Do you remember which one at the box office? Was it Pitch Perfect?
I think so. This opened to like 40 or 45 or 50, somewhere in that range, I think, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably Pitch Perfect 2, I would imagine. But yeah, I mean, I just remember this. I mean, this movie filmed in 2012 and didn't come out until 15. So there was just so many like, dude, this thing is going to be a train wreck.
Ugh.
And then that first trailer release, everyone's like, okay, this looks kind of badass. And then, yeah, I mean, what is it? Isn't it have like a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes or something? Just crazy.
Oh, I don't know.
Who would have thought?
Let's see. I as soon as I saw this movie, I was like, holy shit, I want to watch that again. That was amazing.
Yeah, I know a lot of people complain about there's zero plot. It's like there's so much of the movie is about the visual storytelling that George Miller even says that he's like, nah, I wanted to have all of this represented on this road, just the whole chase movie. And it's like, yeah, she's going there. You got to drive back afterward. I mean, it all makes sense. You
know? It's plenty of plot for me, man.
Yeah.
I don't need more than what they gave me.
Uh-huh.
All right, so it's 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. Holy shit.
It's crazy, man.
It's great, man. It's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's nonstop. The action is unbelievable. It looks great. I think, like, what did they say? Like, almost 90% of... I want to get the right percentage here. Oh, over 80% of the effects are practical. That's amazing.
Yeah man. It's just on a level, like technical level, it's just so impressive. Like,
yeah.
And I remember George Miller talking about the a lot of the just CGI goes into her arm. Actually, that's what a lot of that is. I mean, of course, the sandstorm, but you gotta get rid of that arm, and then a lot get rid of cables and stuff. But
yeah, apparently she was wearing a green cast. And when she elbows Tom Hardy in the face with that cast one time, and she broke his nose.
Another reason he was so mad.
Probably.
Yeah. I love these Thunder Sticks, man.
They are so badass. We're really not going to hate on this movie. I don't think so. No. I mean, we're going to make fun of a few things, I guess.
Oh, sure.
But absolutely. I think it's going to be 95% just watching it and going, well, that was cool.
Yeah, just jizzing all over.
So this is a commentary where I think you need to watch with us instead of just putting it on. Because I'm going to say, well, that was cool. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I mean, there's no time. I mean, it's just so nonstop. There's not a lot of...
Yeah.
I think I read that they had 150 vehicles custom made for this exactly. Like, when they had to get them all... flown to Namibia where this was filmed at. I guess it's
insane, man. That shot, like, I love. It flies over the guitar player, and like the levels of the volume go up when they hovers over it, and then when you move past it, fades away. Like, so cool. Like, just that detail alone is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sound design. I'm sure it was up for some sound design, this movie.
Oh, yeah, I think probably won both of them, yeah. Sound mixing and editing. There we go, there's the doubling. That's mine!
I feel like for, like, the blood bag, right, I feel like you'd keep him more in a safer place.
Yeah. Just strapped to the front.
Like trunk or, like, shotgun.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you in the most dangerous spot. This music is like so great. Oh shit.
Here it comes.
Oh,
right cheek.
Huh? Cheeky bastard. Oh, there you go.
So do you think they carry, like, all of them carry that?
I was just going to ask you.
Yeah.
They must. They have to.
Well, because, yeah, Immortan does it to Nux right before he jumps on the rig later. But, so, yeah. Here we go.
Badass. So yeah, cool.
Yeah, well, that's a big, like, behind-the-scenes thing. They show that.
Oh, yeah, I watched that. That was really
cool how they do that, yeah.
Yeah, they pull him up, like, 4 feet from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
So cool, man.
Yeah, the stuntman in this movie, like the cat pulls later, or the pole cats, yeah, like, they're just flying off those things. Oh, here we go. Get a first look at the wives.
That was the girl from Transformers, right? Transformers.
Yeah, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, Jason Statham's boo.
Oh, yeah? Look at that.
I think they might be married now. I don't know. They've been dating for a long time.
And then what do we get? Zoe Kravitz is in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is probably one of her first movies, I imagine.
Yeah.
Same with Riley Keough, who's Elvis Presley's niece or whatever it is.
I love the facts. The Chad C. facts. This is awesome.
Well, she's in she's becoming a really big actress now. She's in a lot of, like, smaller indie movies and everything. She's got that movie coming out called The Lodge this year from the directors of Goodnight Mommy.
Oh, okay.
She's just in Under the Silver Lake.
So it's a horror?
Yeah, The Lodge is, yeah, it looks pretty creepy.
Oh, okay.
It was at Sundance this year.
Goodnight Mommy. I was all on board, and then I just kind of, I think the end just drove me to, like, a bad review, I think. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, I remember that trailer when it came out. Everybody was like, this is the scariest trailer ever.
Yeah.
It was good. No, I didn't think it was very scary, but...
It's more suspenseful, just kind of... What the fuck's happening?
I mean, Max really lucks out here. I mean, he could have been so many times.
Oh, look at that guy. That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great shot. Well, he's dead. Every time
they announced four sequels or something. They were signed on for Tom Hardy and Charlize, but do you think those are ever going to get made?
I saw something on, I think if you go to Charlize, who the fuck was in it? Tom Hardy? I saw it earlier that there was a Mad Max in the works. Oh, Mad Max The Wasteland. Announced. Yeah. That's it.
George Miller's probably like 74 or 5 at this point. I don't know.
It says he's in it, and then some other guy, Ahmad Adele, is also cast. So these are the only two people that are cast so far, or on the cast list. And it's in the plot, or the storyline is the follow-up to this. I don't know. Yeah, because he obviously leaves, right? He walks away from Valhalla, wherever the fuck they're from.
The Citadel, yeah.
Yeah, the Citadel. So I guess we get a second story. But then what is it going to be? Is it going to just be more cars and shit? I mean, I'm fine with a one-off on this, but I'm also down to see more from George Miller just because this looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm nervous that it's just going to be the same... So wait, what's this? How many Mad Maxes? The Mel Gibson one, is it three of them or two of them?
Yeah, there's three.
Three, right? So what's the second one? Road Warrior.
Road Warrior, then Beyond Thunderdome. Yeah.
So what's the what's the storyline of that second one? Is it?
It's right. He's at the. That's with the feral kid. They're at. It's like a hold up in the. It's a very desert based as well. They've got that. I'm trying to think of what it's called. It's God, I'm gonna have to look this up now. It's been too long.
don't hurt yourself.
No, I'm too entranced by the sandstorm here, man.
Oh yeah, this is a great sandstorm.
Just getting everybody fucked up. I was trying to think of the villain in that movie. He's very similar to Rick Disarectus. He's just a big ass dude.
Okay.
Yeah, Humongous. Remember, he's got the. the giant. He almost looks like this fucking BDSM dude. He's like this bodybuilder dude with just a big old silver helmet, and he's chasing after him the whole time. Very simple plots. I'm just gonna do all this visually. I don't care about.
I'm fine with that, man. As long as you can make it fun. This was like one of the greatest theater experiences. Was just sitting there. Like, I felt like I was on a roller coaster for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how great this was. It was so much fun just being in the theater for this. Yeah, fuck this sandstorm.
Great shot coming up with that thing. The car just getting fucked up.
Oh, yeah. This looks so cool, man. Everything looks great. Yeah. I know some stuff is like that. That's probably like shot during the day. Most of it is, right? And they just throw like a filter on it and stuff. But whatever.
Yeah, the colors he uses in this are just awesome.
Yeah. Oh, see you guys. I don't think they had time to spray. Spray them out.
Nope. They're goners.
Nobody witnessed them.
Nope.
Witness me! Oh. Oh, trailer moment.
Tagline.
Yeah. Little trailer moment. Let's see. The jacket worn by Tom Hardy is a replica of the one worn by Mel Gibson in the last two movies. Huh? Amazing trivia there.
So I'm confused. Like, why is he trying to blow himself up here? He's supposed to just stop the rig and not kill the wives. If he's just going to, like, go kamikaze on her.
Oh, true. Hardy's like, no. What the fuck?
I will not witness you.
I really think Tom Hardy could fucking break a glass window, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's fucking nuts. Did you see Venom?
I did, yeah. It's not a good movie, but I did kind of enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
I saw it, I was actually in Europe when it came out, so I saw it months after, like, everyone was kind of shitting on it and all the hype and everything, and then, I just watched it at home, and it was just dumb fun.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, I would never defend it. It's a bad movie, but I kind of had fun with it.
I feel like Mad Max would have died right there. That's some fucking...
Yeah.
That was a tumble.
I love this shot coming up, too. First time I saw it, I was like, oh, this nice mountain.
Yeah. I love when they do that shit in movies. You don't know, like, you think a car's going to drive by or something. The perspective, you're like, what the fuck? It's almost like, I always have to bring up Star Wars on these shows, do you see the new trailer for Rise of Skywalker?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
It's a shot after they show her. You kind of don't... You can't get your, like... Your, I'm trying to think. It's before the TIE Fighter goes by. You kind of don't know what the fuck's happening, what you're going to see. Uh-huh. And then the TIE Fighter, like, flies by. I don't know. Things like that. You just don't know the perspective of it.
Uh-huh.
Sandy... Oh, that's cool. I don't know about that paint, though. Did you see that? They just showed it real quick coming out of the sand.
Oh, no, I didn't.
It was like a flash of paint, like a yellow paint, kind of mimicking what the sand was doing. But I don't know.
I had that in the whole time. It cannot feel good.
No. I'm not a big sand person. Like, I don't go to the beach.
Uh-huh.
So I would be dead in this place. That's the reason I don't go to the ocean or the beach, is because of the sand. I just can't do it.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
I think his face mask here is made out of like a garden tool.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And it was like getting like extra close to his eyes, like even more so. So another reason he was pissed off about shit. He's a grumpy guy in this movie. So grumpy.
Yeah, Jesus. Is he like this on all the sets?
I don't know. Yeah. Did you know that originally George Miller wanted Heath Ledger?
Oh, really?
Like, this movie was in, they were going to start, it went into like pre-production in 97 or 98. And then, I mean, Mel Gibson was still going to star. And then I think they're about to like start doing something around 2001. And then, you know, the terrorist attacks, and it just got shifted and shifted even more so. And then obviously Mel Gibson, he was a racist kind of piece of shit. And
he's been in the news lately about all his new movies coming out. I'm like, holy shit, people are still hiring this guy?
Yeah. Well, he just had Hacksaw Ridge a few years ago.
Yeah.
Nominated for Oscars.
Crazy. And then he was in Vince Vaughn, right?
Yeah.
Dragged across concrete. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. And I really like that director, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either, but it's like 2.5 hours, I think.
Yeah.
It's like a... I really have to find time for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he's more shocked about water or the women?
He doesn't strike me. I think he wants that water.
Yeah. He could care less about these girls.
Yeah.
It's more about the bolt cutters... Water bolt cutters than the ladies.
Got to get those chastity belts off. Those things look violent, man.
Like, yeah.
Teeth on them and shit.
It's like a tease. It's like, there is a hole there, but...
Yeah.
If you're desperate, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
We didn't close it off.
Just wasting all that water. Come on.
Now. I know. Come on, bitch. Close the hose. I don't know. I know two girls out of this. Well, and Charlize, so three. But I don't really know. Show me who the other one is, the one you said that's in the lodge.
That right there in the middle. Right.
Oh, okay.
Yep. She was also in the TV show, or the TV The Girlfriend Experience on Stars, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, she's in a lot of indie movies. And then that the blonde, Abby Lee, she was in she thinks she's a model, but she's in The Neon Demon a few years back, but I don't think she's been really anything else. And
she looks like one, a, no idea. She looks like a demon.
Yeah.
She does. When she walks towards him coming up here, she just looks like some kind of like zombie from those Wreck movies.
Yeah. Calling him a slanger.
He's very like, he's so grunty. I'm watching it with subs. It's all, it just says grunts every time he's on screen. Well, yeah,
doesn't he have less than like 50 lines or something in this movie?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to that part of the trivia yet. Oh, here we go. 52. Wait, yeah, 52 lines. counting the opening voiceovers and discounting any grunts. Max has exactly 52 lines, and he's complaining on set. Yeah, this girl's creepy looking.
Yeah, their names. Her name's The Dag, and then I think Zoe Kravitz's name is Toast the Knowing or something like that.
So weird. Charlize fucking knocks his ass down. I love that.
It's a pretty great fight scene. They're just yanking him back like a dog.
Yeah. Charlize is awesome, man.
Yeah. I mean, this is so much her movie.
Oh, absolutely. I kind of, like, if they do a sequel, I kind of want her in it again.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I mean, I don't really care about Tom Hardy's character.
Yeah. Very secondary in this movie.
Especially since she's probably, like, the queen of the Citadel now.
Yeah.
Almost like they can make a story of her defending that.
Yeah, that's almost what you'd think it would be, right?
Yeah. Just a whole new gang coming for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What are these flashbacks?
Yeah, I think he'd continue. They, it's got to just be the worst right in the ear.
Oh, my God. But she does it later on. And he's, like, not that affected by it.
Yeah.
Over the shoulder. She's like, don't breathe.
Oh, knee right. Can't feel good. Knee to the mask.
Right in the Mad Maxes. Right in the old Fury Road there. I love this triple shoot right here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why he does three, but it's still cool, though. And the way he places the... Oh. That's cool. Good scene there. Like, when it stops, you just feel like you're exhausted, like that you were just in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God, thank God that's over. I'm tired.
You got Immortan's crew coming right at you now.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. The film was originally intended to star Mel Gibson in the title in 2003. Then George Miller ran into problems in shooting locations and Gibson's interest in The Passion of the Christ. according to Tom Hardy, he had lunch with Mel Gibson to discuss him taking over the iconic role as Max. Gibson told him he was fine with it and gave Hardy his blessing. I don't know how much we could trust this IMDb trivia, but...
Yeah. In a way, Tom... I mean, Max is kind of responsible for Splendid's death. I mean, because she slips on her blood on the outside of the ring.
Ah, look at you.
He accidentally does it, but... That's why, like, he just doesn't give a fuck about these chicks at all. He's like, sorry, I don't... The only reason he wants Furiosa is because she's got the only way he can drive the rig.
Yeah.
It's like, just leave him. Don't care.
I feel like, well, when she does slip, I feel like the girls in the truck could have held on to that door, though. They didn't even try.
Yeah.
We'll get there. She is so 11 in this from Stranger Things. Like an adult 11.
Uh-huh.
Millie Bobby Brown. I think Millie Bobby Brown is going to be the next Charlize.
Or they do a prequel and yeah, she's Furiosa.
Oh, God. I don't know if I want that.
A little kid Furiosa, how she came to be.
Yeah, that's true. And then, yeah, and then they come and kidnap her. Or they're all, that storyline is a little confusing to me. Maybe you could explain it. Were they always in the Citadel and then they left the Citadel? Or they were again.
They're like the wives?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the old ladies that Charlize's old crew.
Uh-huh.
Later on.
Yeah, I think that's where she came from, the Green Place or whatever. So I think that you'd think through like war and shit that she just became who she was. Cause she's such a good driver and that's why he likes her so much. But that's what, do you think that the wives he just captured, like he kidnapped them, I would imagine? Cause I don't think that they came from within the Citadel. You wouldn't think, at least.
Yeah. That was that was a question I had. I'm like, were they always there at the Citadel and then they escaped?
Yeah. Because I mean, like even the ladies that she meets back up with, they don't have any deformities or anything. They're all pretty normal. So I would assume that a lot of the people that aren't all fucked up came from outside of it, and then he just has his little rule over them.
Mm.
But it also says that he's like in charge of Gastown and the Bullet Farm too. So he's like this ruler of this whole little post-apocalyptic land.
Yeah. Imagine wearing that thing on your face, though.
Yeah, still hasn't cut it off. That's great. That is great CGI. That arm looks awesome.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to do that.
Oh, no.
It could have just been, like, a hand.
Yep. There we go. She's got the kill switch.
This guy, I've been seeing, I'm going to time date this, but he's like all over the place with ads and stuff because of that Tolkien thing coming out.
Oh, yeah, Nicholas Holt. Yeah, that comes out this week.
I time date this show so much. It's unbelievable. If someone listens to this 10 years ago, they're like, that Tolkien thing? Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
I think I read somewhere where it's like, if you were hoping, oh, if you love like Lord of the Rings, you're not going to get any of that here.
Yeah, the movie's probably not going to do very well. I've not heard, a lot of people seem to just want to throw it away.
Is that a theater thing or is it streaming?
No, yeah, it's going to some theaters this weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You checking that out?
I don't think so. some of our theaters are getting it, but it's a little bit of a drive for me. So.
Gotcha.
Maybe eventually.
So you have a few theaters, right, under your belt, right, that you can go to, right?
Yeah, I have two within about a 15-minute stretch for me.
So when you do, like, your binge views, does one have movies that the other one doesn't, so you have to go to the other theater to check those out, or is it all in one theater?
For the most part, they get the same. One of them is a 14-plex, one of them is a 12.
Oh, okay.
But the 12 is the newer one with, like, premium sound and leather recliners and all that. The other one's more of a traditional theater. But the one that's traditional is 5 minutes from my house. The other one's a little bit more of a drive, 15 minutes, but okay. It's worth driving for.
Nice. Do you have, like, old... Do the movie companies take the old, movies back when they're, like, done with their running? Like, what do you guys do?
The films?
Yeah.
The old 35mm, you have to ship them back.
Okay.
I have a bunch of trailers and stuff. So, like, little 2.5-minute film trailers. But, I mean, everything comes over satellite now, so there's no film at all anymore. So, you just delete the content after.
Oh, okay.
Or it just goes bad to where you can't play it anymore. You have to have a specific key for each projector. So.
Oh, that's cool. Do you have any old film reels of movies or just the trailers?
Just trailers. I have a lot of reels and a bunch of old, like, splicing stuff that you would splice the films together with. Because, I mean, the first 5 years I worked there was all I worked with nothing but 35mm film. So that was pretty fun. But, yeah, I have a lot of that stuff, man. I've just accumulated just 13 years of working there, just so much shit.
You got a Cloverfield trailer up in there?
I don't think so, yeah. No. I don't have a ton of trailers. I know that I have, like, a Django Unchained trailer, a couple other runs, but I mean, you would have to unspool this whole thing to actually see what it is. So.
Gotcha. Put that jacket on. It's only 120 out there.
Yeah, it's a little chilly in that desert.
At least he's not lazy. He'll fucking go out there.
Yeah.
And do work on the truck.
Hook that shit up. These fucking bikers coming up, man.
Yeah. So this is a good stunt.
Yeah, they're like actual like professional motocross drivers and stuff and doing crazy shit.
Yeah, here we go. George Miller and Charlize Theron didn't get along with Tom Hardy during filming. They both found him difficult to work with. Hardy would later apologize to Miller at the film's Cannes premiere. There you go. Jesus. At least he apologized.
Yeah.
It's a little redemption right there.
Why not kill him? Why not kill him right there?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, there you go.
So the war boys, I mean, they're dying from radiation and all that shit. They're obviously going to die. They're kamikazes, but she just said the end of his half-life. I mean, is that just meaning like he's going to go to Valhalla after this?
Yeah, he has like the other life.
In this shit?
Yeah. Spits right in his face.
It's so funny. His whole arc shifts because he just fails and Immortan calls him mediocre.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sad, though.
Yeah.
He does look like fucking Gollum here, though. He's like Gollum-y.
Peace out, Nox.
That was a weird perspective. It looked like there was like a 30-foot drop, but then it was like 5 feet.
He's got the dress part of it.
He does look like Gollum. He's like, Master Smeagol. I love the scope, man, of everything. How far away everything is. It's awesome.
Yeah, there's a certain technique the cinematographer used for filming called like center framing, to where you never have to look off what's actually like the center of, like, everything's going on directly in the center of the frame, as opposed to other movies get these like wider, you know, you're looking to the left and right for a lot of scenes. But George Miller was very particular about that, which I remember hearing that the cinematographer like came out of retirement for this movie.
Now he's working like full time.
Yeah, probably brought me back on the map.
I mean, other than like some ADR lines, there's really nothing to complain about in this movie.
Isn't there someone on the side of staff member that hates this movie?
Oh, is there?
I remember hearing it back in the day that somebody was not a fan of it, and I don't remember who it was.
I don't even know what the argument would be. Just like,
no fucking plot, man. No story.
I'm sure hopefully we'll hear about it.
Yeah. These guys speak a different language. They're like the fucking sand people in Star Wars.
Yeah, the Tusken Raiders.
Yeah, the Tusken Raiders, man.
I got that knowledge. You got or sand people in quotations. What are you drinking over there today?
Doing a little screwdriver, a little Tito's and orange juice right now.
Nice. I got Tito's as well. I'm drinking it with a iced tea. I also have a my wife made me go on like a beer run, but she wanted like the spiked seltzers.
Oh, yeah, those are popular right now.
Yeah, so I got the Smirnoff. It's a cranberry lime. Okay. I haven't opened it yet, but...
Do you like those? You're a fan of those?
I'm not a fan. I could probably have, like, one if it's, like, in the back of the fridge and it's the only thing there. I'll drink it, but I'm not going to, like, suss it out at a bar.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm like, give me one of those White Claws.
Truly's another big pop.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go out of my way, but if I go to like someone's house and if they have it and they're offering it, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But I'm not like I said, I'm not going out of my way. I'm gonna crack it right now though. Let's see what this cramp. Oh, hear it.
Oh, so fizzy.
Oh yeah. All right, cranberry lime, Smirnoff. Here we go. Tastes like flavored seltzer.
Nice. Exactly.
Wow, they really nailed it.
How did she think this was going to go?
I don't know.
I mean, she was clearly trading, but that's what I don't understand, right? So they're delivering the mother's milk to trade for, what, gas and bullets or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But then she goes off track here, so I don't know what... I don't know. Unless she got back, did they get back on track and then went to this area? Is this where they were going?
Oh, is this where they were going?
I don't think so, right? I don't know.
I'm confused. Maybe we missed something.
We killed three war parties.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't know.
I think this probably may have been her side plan. Drop this shit off and then get to the green place.
Mm.
Just to fuck with a Morton Joe. Get his mother's milk to him.
Fucking Morton Joe.
Rick just has a pretty cool monster truck, though. That thing's...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's the one that does that giant jump. Like the...
In front of it? In front of the war rig, that jump?
Yeah, the like secluded scene, the dudes are like hanging on.
And yeah.
Here they come.
Now, I always wanted to see the, what is it, the chrome version, right? The black and white, they called it.
Uh-huh.
Right? I couldn't find it anywhere, and it wasn't, I thought it was going to be on the Blu-ray when I bought it, but it's not on there, right? If you correct me.
Yeah, I think it was a different Blu-ray that they released. It was like a few years later.
Yeah, so I had I had the RCA cables plugged in, so I just pulled out one of the video ones to make my TV black and white so I could watch it in black and white just to see what all the fuss was about.
Yeah. Hey, getting around it, so it works.
Yeah. I figured out
this,
a way.
This fucking vehicle, man, that tank with...
This guy is so funny. It's like one of those judge hair, but it's just like bullets.
Uh-huh. So there's clearly different war boys from each one. There's Bullet Town War Boys, there's the Citadel War Boys, and what the fuck? It's Bullet Farm. Sorry, then Gas Town. Because they're like orange ones and there's white ones too. You climb aboard.
Another time I did that black and white trick was with The Exorcist. And that was really scary seeing that.
Oh, nice.
That was really cool. In black and white.
I got his boot. Did you ever watch Banshee?
No.
The Bullet Farmer, this guy, he was one of the main villains on that show.
Okay. I think I was going to do Banshee, but I think it was towards the end of the show. And I just remember everyone was like, did it get canceled or did it run too long?
It did 4 seasons. Yeah. It didn't get canceled, but the 4th season's dog shit. It's so bad. I get it. First 3 are so good, and then it just shits the bed, man.
See, that's why I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, it's clearly Game of Thrones is showing. Shows are hard to end. You just appreciate some of the shows that actually stick the landing.
I did. I was asked. Alex was on live yesterday, I think it was. With the Game of Thrones talk. And I asked him a serious question because I don't watch Game of Thrones. And I said, is there any chance that at the end of this series, like, you know, the next few episodes, that you will not, that you'll say, like, don't watch this show?
Yeah.
But then he didn't answer. He thought I was like, he thought I was joking. He's like, I don't know what you like. I can't, you know. Yeah. But I was honestly curious. I'm like, even if a stranger was like, hey, how was the series in a whole? Like, did the finale kind of, was it a great finale? Because like, I know Jack was a huge Lost fan.
Uh-huh.
And then the finale happened. And if you ask Jack, I would think he wouldn't recommend Lost to anybody because of the finale. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if that's going to be the same with Game of Thrones. Like, can the finale this season ruin the show as a whole?
Yeah.
Do you think it can?
I don't know, man. I don't think so with that show, just because
there's still
the books, and everyone, like, a lot of the diehards are going to be just all about that. So and that's really the ending to the story. So, but yeah, I mean, ever since they passed the books, really, it's the writing hasn't been.
Oh, sorry.
I still like the show, but. It's not as good as it was for early seasons, for sure. Here we go. Just got the gun now.
I always wanted to be a motorcycle jumper. I always wanted to jump. Yeah. I was a huge, like, BMX jumps and all stuff. Yeah. But motocross, you can get fucking way higher.
Oh, yeah. That motor.
I was like, oh, my God, I would love to do a jump on a bike.
Yeah, it'd be pretty fun. Yeah. I was pretty big into BMX too. Half pipes and shit.
Fuck yeah.
I never got into skating too much, but
I got into skating a little bit. I wasn't as good as that as I was on a bike.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
These guys are like, no, we're good. And all of our friends just got fucked up.
All right, we got the jump coming up.
Yeah, I believe so.
The love of the guy that's on the side, right? The left side right there. When they make that jump, he holds on, but he kind of swings kind of parallel with the vehicle. It looks really cool. All right, now you're just taunting him.
See, is that... Immortan's clearly in that rig, but that's not his car, is it? That's the monster truck that Rictus is on. Why is he on the top of that thing? I don't understand. All right. Maybe I've had a little too many now. I don't know. I'll pike her in the spine.
Pike.
Mediocre.
will carry you. There you go. Look at him. He's going to cry. He's crying.
Yeah, see, that is not... Yeah, that's not Immortan's rig.
No, because Immortan's rig is the duel, right? The duel...
Yeah, so did he jump in Rictus's monster truck? That's... Maybe that's... We just caught this in this movie. Okay, maybe I'm not crazy.
Ugh.
Oh, there it goes.
You fucked up.
Fucking mediocre.
Mediocre. Oh, boy.
Yeah, here's the jump.
Here we go. Unless he gets in it after this... Oh, you know what?
Oh, that's right. In order the
he had to get over the right. rocks.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Yep. All right. Look at us.
Just putting it all together.
Fucking awesome. Everyone was listening.
Just screaming like, you fucking assholes. Did you not just watch this? Oh, this got to feel terrible.
Oh, the hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
His favorite wife.
I love the wrench for some reason. This is a weird
cheesy thumbs up.
It is weird.
Yeah.
See, that door opens towards the... Yeah, that's a weird thumbs up. I don't get it. All right, so she slips. And that was the dry foot.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Oh. That thumbs up is very strange. I'm wondering if it was like a different scene.
Yeah.
That they, like, they're... Oh, let's use that thumbs up for there. It's because it's kind of weird.
There's also that scene where they meet up with Furiosa's like people, and she like makes a joke, and he like points at it. It just feels really awkward, like it kind of out of character for him.
What are you doing, Tom?
What are you doing?
His character choices, especially with the like dialect and vocals of his characters, are very strange.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
The mouth opens.
Yeah. I had a baby brother. It was perfect. What is he wearing around his face, though?
Yeah. Like this fucking silicone shit. He's got a jet pack or whatever it was on his back. Some breathing mechanism.
That girl in the dark hair looks like she's 13.
Yeah. Engine clanks, then hisses. Great thumbs up. Like,
yeah, subs are amazing. It's grunts. It's loud noises. It's revving. It says a lot. Engine whirs.
Cheeto.
Yeah.
That's her fucking name.
The Dag.
Cheeto and the Dag.
Oh, he gave us the high life.
Yeah, he did. Capable.
An R-rated version and a PG-13 version had been made. After test screenings, Warner Brothers decided to release the R-rated version. Good.
Yeah, I don't think this works as well as a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
I love the scene coming up where they're at the one. She doesn't realize it is the green place, but the bullet farmer is just like, "I am the scales of justice." It's like blind as fuck.
Oh yeah, hold the flare closer. It's in front of your face. The paracord bracelet that Max wears belongs to Tom Hardy. Whoa.
Well, yeah,
this is
breaking trivia.
I wanted to share with everyone else. lot of noise right now.
You're fine.
My dog wants to sit next to me. Sit, 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 sit. There you go. Let's see. Writer and feminist Eve Ensler, who wrote The Vagina Monologues, was consulted to enhance the portrayal of female characters.
Mm. Yeah, feminism is a very big part of this movie.
Yeah.
Very big theme.
This redhead is very Kristen Stewart-ish.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart look.
They fall in love.
Yeah. She likes those pasty bastards.
Those war boys.
Oh, excuse me.
Was that your shoes?
That was shoes? Yeah. That was my engine revving.
That's what I love about the Du Foyer, that all those engines as loud as they are, and he's got to set the tone for them.
He's up to 11, man.
Yeah. Which that guy is an actual like a Dutch musician or something, or an Australian musician. His name's like Iota.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super cool. What a great character. What a great rig that he's on, all the amps.
Oh yeah, that's super what's so cool. Funny. This post-apocalyptic world of like just desolation, this giant ass thing with all these expensive ass amps on there. Drums on the back of the rig.
Yeah, he's just raiding like old instrument stores, music stores. Everyone's looking for water and gas. He's like, "Give me your guitar strings."
Yeah.
So Kravitz playing with her bullets.
We only got four for the big boy. Squirt off this little pinky.
Now Zoe Kravitz is her mom. Oh, what's her name now? Do you know her
Lisa
name?
Lisa Bonet. Yeah, Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, she's with Aquaman now.
Yeah, Momoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been together for a long time.
So I saw them on like a red carpet together. I didn't know they were together. I wonder what Lenny thinks about this.
Momoa's Aquaman's your stepdad.
Yeah, I'm sure Lenny's getting enough. He's getting enough ass.
Oh, just stuck.
Super cool. Looks awesome.
Yeah.
None of the motorcycles have lights on the front. This movie was like we said about the female portrayal, this was way before, the Me Too movement and all that stuff.
Uh-huh, yep.
So power to George Miller for making a movie like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's Furiosa's story, too. I mean, yeah.
Absolutely.
Centric, yep.
As soon as I walked out of there, I'm like, I don't know why that's called Mad Max.
Yeah. It can be called Mad Max Furiosa, not Fury Road.
Yeah.
Still playing. Not giving up.
I love he slows down the... Right here?
Yeah.
He slows down because no one's moving anymore. That's great. This guy with his...
The no, yeah. The people eater. That's his name.
His name's the people eater?
Uh-huh.
That's great. I love how you know all these characters. Oh, here's the tattoo lady.
Yeah. This is the best.
I'm a brother. And Fargo guy. Let's get his name.
It's nonchalantly, he just pulls out the baby. It's like, yeah.
Angus Sampson is his name. The insidious guy. That guy. Yep. And his character name is the Organic Mechanic. The way he kind of like pulls out and plays with like this baby and the umbilical cord is just great. Kind of just playing with props. Like, yeah, it's just great.
Oh, he's got bullets for teeth. doesn't care.
Yeah, this guy's great.
Apparently, this this tank vehicle was like the most problematic on set. It had trouble braking, and the engine wouldn't cool down like fast enough, so they were always having issues with it.
Nice. I love shit like that.
Alpha Prime male. You fucked up. You fucked up, Morton.
He's fucking drooling.
So do you think all of the wives are at some stage of pregnancy and she was just furthest along, or that...
Oh, that's a good question. I did the baby better. I did birthday.
It was perfect in every way.
I don't know. I'm maybe there some are more further along than others.
Yeah, I would. Even if so, you gotta abort those kids. You don't want any more than Joe's kids.
No, you don't want any of those.
At this point, I mean, once they survive, of course.
That thing is ripping. That thing's cool. Yeah. This just looks awesome.
We don't want to shoot the wives.
Just probing. The score is great in this.
Yeah, it's so good. By Junkie XL.
Oh. Has Junkie XL done anything? Is that something to look up?
I think like recently he did Alita. He's doing the new Terminator. He does a lot of action movies.
Oh, okay.
BVS maybe. A couple other.
Here we go. I got it pulled up. Let's see. Yeah, Alita. That's pretty much it for soundtrack. Music department maybe. Oh, he did Mortal Engines, Tomb Raider, Dark Tower, Batman v Superman.
So a lot of bombs. All right.
Yeah, he's not doing it. Composer. Let's see if there's some. Okay, here we go. Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah, Terminator. There you go. Yeah. I mean, he's got big titles.
Yeah.
He did the 2015 Point Break.
Mm-hmm. Never saw it.
Don't. Don't. He's an old dude, though. He's no spring chicken. This guy, Junkie XL. He's an old dude. Born in 67.
Did this win?
Let's check.
Best score at the Oscars.
Let's check.
1-6. You would assume the technical categories, but
yeah. Where is that awards button on this? Sometimes IMDb can get a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Just like, where the fuck is it? This may have to be a Google.
Google machine.
Fury Road.
I love you. Still calling him Bloodbag. Doesn't care.
No, he don't care. He doesn't care. All right, let's see.
Here we go. Conductor of the Choir of Death. Sing, Brother Heckler.
Brother Cock. All right. Winner of editing, costume design, makeup and hairstyling, sound mixing, sound editing, production design, picture, best motion picture of the year for Oscars?
It was nominated. It didn't win that one.
It says winner next to it. Why is that?
Oh, Spotlight totally won.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Nominee. Okay. So it won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So production design, sound editing, sound mixing, makeup and hairstyling, costume design, film editing. And then nominee for visual effects, which it didn't win, cinematography, and directing. And
so it wasn't even nominated for score?
No score.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Not for Oscars.
I thought that was a big standout of this movie, too.
Yeah. Not even for no BAFTA score, nothing. They fucked up. We don't trust those Oscars anyway.
Yeah, no, you can't.
No. It's fun to watch. I watch them every year.
Oh, me too, man. I have a big Oscar party. And
Oh, nice. Like, yeah, I go to my parents.
Don't take it serious by any means.
No, but it's just the thing that I watch. It's like the Super Bowl for me. I don't watch any sports for 364 days out of the year.
Very hot and real.
Really thirsty, yeah. Thank God he's there. He knows a lot about these machines.
Yeah.
And he's psyched to drive the war rig, too. Keep going.
He just this scene happens off screen, but yeah, he just fucks him up instantly.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Not his blood.
I do like that line delivery. Well, you keep moving. Yeah, this is cool.
We just cracked a Boulevard Craft cocktail. It's a margarita.
Oh.
Yeah, Boulevard local brewery here, which is probably one of the more known things of KC. They put out these craft cocktails. They got like a gin and tonic one, a vodka and like blood orange juice, and then this guy now. So it's pretty good.
And it's a margarita?
For a pre-mixed margarita, yeah.
Is it a bottle? Like a beer bottle?
It's a little can.
Oh, nice.
7.5%.
Oh, yeah. These Smirnoff Spiked Seltzers are only 4.5. Not a lot going on there.
No Red Bull and vodka today.
No. I got to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
I actually, you know what? With my, I did have a little energy. I had one of those monster tea and lemonade energies that I threw in. I had a little leftover. I threw it into my vodka.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It helps me talk. What do you think Max did there? He got a blood all over him somehow. He got close combat.
Very close, because he got the steering wheel, too.
Uh-huh. So. And all of the bullets.
And every...
and a boot, 4 Nux.
I think he probably shot the driver while it was coming towards them through the windshield, right? The car flipped over. Then he beat the shit out of who else was in the car. That's how he got the blood all over him. Stole the wheel, took the guns.
Yeah.
I think there was definitely a fist fight involved.
It's another couple strange fucking characters.
This is cool. This is very,
shit, you know.
I forget what movie it was. Oz? Return to Oz, I think. Old 80s movie. With the, I think it's with, oh man. Return to Oz. You guys get to listen to this. 1985 with, Fairuza Balk plays Dorothy. It's like a real twisted take on Wizard of Oz.
Gotcha. Never seen.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in years, but I used to watch it as a kid, and I just remember that there was characters that were on like those, like all four stilts type thing.
Uh-huh.
And that's where that story ends. It's really all I remember from that.
Oh, here we go. Taking as a child. Yeah, taking as a child. And then they learned I could drive like a badass.
Super badass.
So much so that she was cast in a Fast and the Furious movie.
Oh, God. Charlize, what are you doing?
No. Did you watch Long Shot yet?
No, that's on the possible going out to theater flicks.
Nice, man. Yeah, it's really funny. I like the movie a lot.
Yeah, I was listening to this Seth Rogen. He was on a podcast, Off Camera. You ever listen to that?
Yeah, I have a few times, yeah.
Yeah. He's just fucking the most down-to-earth, like, normal person that's in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I love Seth Rogen. I think he's one of it's going to sound very weird to say, but he's one of the most, like, natural actors out there. Like, his line deliveries are as believable dialogue, like me and you talking. Like,
yeah,
he's more like realistic in his deliveries than most people. Like, they overact, they use kind of like a dialect that no one would say, but he kind of talks the way everyone else does talk.
Yeah.
So he's very believable in that way.
And he's always high as fuck.
Yeah.
Very Ammon-esque.
Super Ammon. I got to get Ammon on one of these shows. I think we're going to do Terminator 2.
Oh, nice. That'll be awesome.
He blew my mind on one of the last show I did with him, saying that it's just a remake of the first one. I had no idea.
Oh, he's not a fan?
No, he loves the Terminator, but he said he'd rather do Terminator 2 because it's a remake of the first movie. That's what he said to me.
Huh.
And I think there's a few people online like, what the fuck are you talking about? But I think he said it's very much like the Evil Dead 2 thing.
Yeah.
Or it's kind of the same story. But I don't know. I'm going to get him on the show so he can tell me what the fuck he's talking about.
I've been, I think, it started on Home Alone. I've been trying to get Garrett to do a retrospective with Law and I of Evil Dead.
Oh, nice.
Because I fucking love Evil Dead too, man. I've got a fucking tattooed on me and shit.
Man. Oh, nice.
Fucking nerd, man.
I love Evil Dead.
Yeah, that's great. Here we go. We got our people now. That is, I like the, that's bait.
Yeah.
Just knows instantly.
Absolutely. You would think that she would call it out, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
Oh, that's got a burn, man. Rope burn all the way down.
Oh, my God.
Some of these are cool characters.
Yeah,
they're badasses. They just lived this long and... Yeah, this is really the only downtime of the entire movie.
Yeah, you get a little bit of a break.
Yep. Catch your breath for the last race of the movie here. Yeah, so Charlize filmed that shitty Seth MacFarlane movie after this, Once Upon a Time in the West, or what? Once Upon... Thousand Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah.
And she had to wear a wig the whole time because she was still bald from this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that movie?
I think I started it, and I don't think I finished it.
Oh, man, it's so fucking bad.
And I like Seth MacFarlane, too. I think he's a funny fucker.
Yeah, me too, yeah. I liked, the first Ted. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't like Ted 2 very much. But, yeah, I mean, I loved the early seasons of Family Guy and stuff, but it just did not work, that movie, for me for some reason.
He was on a podcast, too. I forget which one I was listening to. And he's, I think it was Marc Maron. He just seems like a cool, down-earth dude, too. And you just like,
yeah.
I wish he would come up with better movies if that's the route he wants to take.
Do you watch his, that show, The Orville?
I started it, and it wasn't terrible, but now I know they're on, like, season two, deep into season two, and I'm just like, this seems like a lot of work to go back.
Yeah.
Do you?
I have not, no.
Yeah. It seems like a cool concept.
Yeah, it's like the comedy version of Star Trek.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It's probably just better things on, I guess.
Too many fucking shows, man. Just
that's the problem.
Content overload. It's just not stopping either. Like every week, it's like, here's 16 more shows you got to watch. Like,
yeah, God. It's such a problem. That's why I just stick to movies as much as I can.
Yeah.
I prefer movies over television. Television is too much work for me.
Yeah, I'm definitely the same way. I do. There's a handful. I definitely watch a lot of shows, but it's movies all the time for sure.
Yeah. That's why Game of Thrones to me doesn't seem, it's not enticing. I'm just like.
Well, yeah, and at this point too, you're 8 seasons back. That's a big chore to get through.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. Give me a 2-hour movie, yeah. Or I'll just watch Two Towers. I did watch the, I think it was episode 3 of Game of Thrones with the Alex and the Law commentary.
Uh-huh.
Because there was so much talk about that episode. I'm like, let me just throw it on and put the commentary. I'm sure it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I did fall asleep, but It was really dark, though. I couldn't really see anything, especially not knowing any characters.
Yeah. That's what's funny is, like, the DP came out and was like, I know it wasn't too dark. I shot that shit. It's like, and then they're, like, telling people to adjust settings. If you had to tell people to adjust settings on your TV, you fucked up. Like, come on. Like, stop. Just stop it.
Yeah. No, it just, that felt like, it felt, that episode to me was, I know we're talking about that now instead of Fury Road, but that was like Two Towers plus The Walking Dead. That's what that episode felt like to me.
Yeah, I could see it. Yeah, I mean, they said that they shot it as a monster movie, horror movie, action movie, like three different movies in that hour and 20 minute episode. So, yeah.
That didn't fuel my excitement to watch that show. After that episode, I'm like, I don't think so. Yeah. Some kid with like white eyes in a wheelchair. I'm like, this kid, I hate the way that kid looked. I'm like, I cannot do this. If this kid looks like this in every episode, I'm not watching it.
So did you watch the first episode, you said, of Game of Thrones?
I watched the first episode twice. I watched the second episode once.
So you saw that that's the same kid who was shoved out the window in the first
episode. Oh, really?
In the wheelchair. That's
Brian. That's awesome.
shoved out the window. Yeah.
That's the only thing I remember from that episode. Yeah, I couldn't get through the first two episodes. And then, you know, everyone's just saying, oh, just wait till the end or wait till episode 7 or whatever. I'm like, that you're not selling it. You are not selling it by telling me to wait, you know, several episodes till it gets good.
Yeah.
No one sold me on it. So, you know, you really have to convince me, or it really has to be amazing right at the top.
Yeah, it makes sense, man.
I don't have the time to, you know.
If it's not your thing, yeah, you got to invest a lot of shit, like a lot of time into that show. So,
yeah,
I get it. I like the show. I do, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah. And, you know, and I like right now, Happy Season 2 is going on and I'm losing interest in Happy Season 2. So I haven't been campaigning.
Oh, really?
I haven't been campaigning Season 2 as much as I was for Season 1.
Yeah, I've watched the pilot and I've been wanting to watch that. It's just like piling up my DVR. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
I haven't been able to review this anywhere, but Season 2 took a fucking wild turn.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it's just too nuts for me.
Oh, it's for the worst. Okay.
For the worst for me.
Yeah, I know those guys are crazy, man. The crank guys.
Yeah. It's a little supernatural stuff going on and some sci-fi stuff. Like, it's really laying on thick. And I'm like, I kind of like the groundedness a little bit, even though there was a flying imaginary unicorn right at the top. I could deal with that, but not everything else.
Yeah.
This is good downtime talk, though, for this.
Oh, yeah. Scene. It's the downtime in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see if there's any other triv. Some of these like are paragraphs like 10 lines long. I just scroll right past them.
Got no time for that shit.
No, yeah, I can't.
This is the like the one sheet he's standing over and observing everything.
Yeah. All right, so a girl just said, "Where are you, Max? Where are you?" So it can't be the daughter, because why would she call him Max?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I feel like it's someone that he couldn't save maybe along the way. Because, I mean, he seems like the character. But then maybe the next movie we'll get he's getting flashbacks of Splendid because he just fell right off the rig while he was driving it.
Oh, God. That's all we need. Didn't save her either. And she's holding like a dead baby.
She's like, this was his baby brother.
He was perfect in every way.
So where's the rig right now? They just drive this thing out. They got all these motorcycles and then...
They must have just left it at their camp or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not even a camp, really. Dune.
Sand dunes, yeah.
A sand dune with a trap. Remember I painted this with my blood? Was it this little circle? Oh, we should have paid attention to see if they came from the green place, which was the Citadel. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, see, so they said that that area that they got stuck in, that was the green place, right? And it was just deteriorated with those dudes on the stilts, and that's why they're like, it's gone.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, you passed right through it. And she's like, oh, shit. The DAG. I don't like him already. So they have, so they're so far removed, they have zero clue who Immortan Joe is. So this is like quite a little trek out
okay.
there.
Yeah. This is a ballsy move, though.
Yeah. Just drive right back through him.
Yeah.
There you go. There's the fucking pointing thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just seems out of character.
You think he just does these voices just to change it up a little bit?
You'd almost think, yeah, you'd have to think so. I'm just entertaining himself on set or something.
I guess.
I gotta try new shit.
What movie did he ever use his real voice in?
Has he yet? I don't know. It's a good question.
Was he in that movie? Oh, what was that movie? Fuck. I'm going to look it up right now. Hold on. I think it was like... forget it. I'll just fucking find it and tell you. Rock and Rolla. Handsome Robbie played. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been a long time since I saw that. Guy Pierce.
Guy Ritchie?
Not Guy Pierce. Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I kind of like that one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
From what I remember.
That's a Gerard Butler movie I actually like.
Yeah. Tom Wilkinson, Idris Elba.
Uh-huh.
Thandie Newton, Mark Strong, Tom Hardy.
Was that 2008 that came out, I feel like?
Let's see. 2008!
Nice.
You're never going to guess the date, though.
It was... hold on. Let's test. I feel like it was a February. I don't know.
Well, in the USA, it was on Halloween. Release.
Halloween, okay.
Isn't that weird, though? That's why I said you would never guess it. Because
yeah, that is weird, yeah. I love it. Look at this fucking nipples. He got his nipples.
I have that shirt.
The People Eater. Oh, no, he's just playing with them.
I have that blazer. I think Binge Media should sell the nipple showing blazer.
I feel like Bruce has a lot of those shirts, probably.
Bruce has shirts with just nipple patches.
Yeah. How did he lose his nose? How did the this fucking People Eater lose his nose? And his fucking feet are just like elephant feet.
Oh, God, gross. Maybe he was trying to bang like one of these girls and they bit like the nose off.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I like it.
Right, I feel like this is like giving away. We're coming. Like, they shouldn't shoot off those, like, flares, those smoke bombs. Yeah. We're coming. I feel like it should have been more of a sneak attack. Stuff looks so good, man. Here we go.
This is just, yeah. But...
I love the spitting of, what are they, they're spitting gasoline?
Yeah, into the motor.
Right?
Yeah.
So cool, man.
Yep, there's another horribly dubbed line.
That's mine! That's almost like in Force Awakens, Simon Pegg's. That's mine!
Don't blow the engine.
Apparently this was all shot in order, too. It was another thing I read.
Crazy, man.
I don't know how you keep track of this. It's like we're doing the driving scene today, and tomorrow we're going to do the driving scene.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, they're just on the move constantly, and your entire crew and set just got to go. I mean, it's fucking nuts, man.
Yeah,
super impressive.
So, George, what scene are we doing tomorrow? It's the driving scene.
More driving. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they fucking rigged up his car like real quick. With the spikes in the back. right? He didn't have that on. You think they did that, right?
Yeah, they had to.
All right, calm down. What's his name? Schlitz? Slit.
Slit, yeah.
He's nuts, dude. Slit.
Yeah.
I love that they're spitting the gas in there. Calm down with your seeds.
These two on the motorcycle are just fucked from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like, we're in this big war rig, and you guys are going to be on bikes with, like, monster trucks and shit just flying around you.
I love the terms. You're Black Thumb.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great. See you later, Kristen Stewart. I'm going.
One man, one bullet.
Look how small that car is.
Yeah.
They're fucking right on top of each other.
They even have fucking thunder sticks. Oh, yeah. Instant drop.
Done. Dodge that.
People either get some fucking up here.
Yeah.
Turns it right into her.
Oh, shit. Oh. Oh. So close. I wonder if that was a real stunt under the car, because I know Tom Cruise did it in Mission Impossible 3.
Fucking face. Oh, we just fucked those people up.
This is pretty badass. This is like Jaws.
Yeah. Like,
dropping the barrels to slow them down.
Uh-huh.
Except they're slowing down the good guys. Oh, it's so cool. All these landscape shots.
Yeah.
Are great.
Leave three bolts.
Leave three bolts. What if she didn't know what three was?
Yeah. She didn't have school right now.
What the fuck's a three? I don't know if I had enough strength. Like, I don't know if I can do bolt cutters. Like, do I have enough strength to do that? Or is it all in the bolt cutters?
Oh, yeah, they're sharp as
Like, fun. They're sharp enough to do that?
Decapitated. Capitated.
You know what? That's on my bucket list. Just fucking cut bolts. I want to cut a lock with a bolt cutter.
This is so fucking sick.
This is super cool, man. What do they get, like Cirque du Soleil guys and stuff?
Yeah, what they said that they, one of the guys for Cirque du Soleil was like a big consultant for this, and there's like two guys on the bottom of those, and they're just controlling everything.
Yeah, that's right. They're like on tires, right? And they're just kind of swinging them, their weight.
And you got to think too, like those poles have to be so strong enough to where they're not going to bend, but like, I mean, it's just fucking
yes.
Stuntmen are crazy, dude.
Yeah, they have to bend, but they can't break.
Yep. She got it real good. Like, yeah, they got chainsaws and shit on the top of those.
Oh, this bitch. So what happened to her? She got a chainsaw in the head?
Yeah, the back of the head, neck, or whatever.
They don't show it, though, right?
Yeah, as she's, like, going away, you can see that she got hit. But
but they don't, like, show it again. They don't show it again in detail.
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah. She's like, give me my seeds, bitch. That girl is creepy looking. If she showed up next to my bed, like in the middle of the night, I'd fucking scream. I know she's a model, but I would not accept it.
Yeah, watch the Neon Demon. You'll think she's even more creepy.
Oh, God. I think I started that and I never finished it. I type out so much. I gotta stop tapping it.
Movie is definitely not for everybody.
I do want to watch it, though. I didn't tap out because I didn't like it. I tapped out because it was like getting late. Mm. I gotta stop like throwing on movies late.
Yeah.
And my wife is like, she keeps tabs of everything we stop watching.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like, I'm like, oh, what do you want to watch tonight? And she'll rattle off a list of stuff we haven't finished yet. Like, she knows every. I'm like, how do you know we didn't finish that? Like, she knows. Like, I think it bothers her.
Yeah,
I think
like, I got all the notes in my iPhone right now. Right, stopped at 57 minutes and 3 seconds.
I got to get her on a commentary.
Yeah.
This guy's got like a pizza pie shield or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a road sign, like I guess.
A stop sign or something. Yeah.
Oh, that's a fear of mine, is getting run over by a vehicle.
Oh, it would suck.
Oh, I'm sure it's everyone's fear. No one's like, oh, I could take it.
Actually, that's how I want to die.
Look at this S&M guy with a baby head in the back.
Yeah, baby on the back. That's a very big theme in this. Oh, shit. Right in the side.
Mm.
She's not done, though. She may have a chainsaw on the back of the head. She just fucked that guy up.
Oh, shit. Ooh. That was the shifter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blatantly showing Zoe Kravitz.
Gotta have motivation, man. Gonna
yeah.
Live, gotta live.
Let's go, Black Thumb. Let's go. Oh, shit.
Got the engine back.
That looked like Jim Carrey there.
Yeah. Yeah. poor Slit. Never stood a chance.
Slit. Slit got slit right here.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, shit. People eater. Oh, fuck. See ya. He's still fucking hanging there.
She's got that mechanical arm. She's strong as fuck. Oh,
hell yeah.
Shit.
Oh, that is just ridiculous. The kick onto the bumper. That is nuts, man.
You know how hot the front of that grill has to be?
Right? Oh, my God. Just from the sun alone, not even from it running.
Oh.
That's awesome how he kind of just...
Yeah, doesn't even care.
He kind of pushes it in a little bit, so into the side of the door. Oh, this movie looks so good, man.
Took him that long to get the gun out.
I know. He's a fat shit. Couldn't find it.
Just using him as a target.
Oh, that's awesome. I love when they do that movies. I think John Wick does that shit too.
Yeah. Oh man, I watched Parabellum last week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking
You
awesome.
Can't talk about that, right?
Not really, but it's awesome. It's no. just
okay.
Just
first, yeah. did you like the second one?
I did like the second one. A lot of people didn't. I thought it was still fun.
I didn't. That was me.
You weren't a fan?
No.
Yeah,
I thought the action scenes were really bad, especially with Common.
Oh yeah, where they're running through the city shooting each other.
Yeah, I thought that was really bad, and but I'm really excited for 3. I really can't wait to see this movie. I think it's going to be better than 2 for me.
Yeah, I mean it's just nonstop action throughout. Oh shit!
Oh, he just got took, yo.
Hardy was talking about in the special features how this was absolutely terrifying for him being on that thing.
Did he go down that far to the ground, you think?
No, I bet that was all. Like, yeah.
That shot is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That is an amazing shot.
People eater.
We need to find out who didn't like this movie.
Yeah. Post in the group. Who doesn't like Mad Max Fury Road? Because fuck you.
Maybe it's now. Maybe it's Paul. There we go. That looks cool. I hope that's all practical. That looks great. We're just engaged right now watching this.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry we're not talking. Let me see if I can pull up trivia, but I don't want to take my eyes off the screen.
It's the climax of the movie.
I know. I'm not. No, I'm sorry. I'm not watching. All right. I mean, I'm not looking. I'm not reading.
Immortan's death scene is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I need you to drive.
Yes. This is a tough movie to do a commentary for, but I'm glad we're doing it.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. She's still alive, hanging on.
Hell
hanging
yeah.
On that hole in the back of her head.
She wants to plant those seeds.
Yeah. It's like, I just want these to need trees.
Just want to get these cucumbers in there. I think he's on stage.
Oh, the answer.
Oh, shit. Look at him. Oh, this is so cool, man. Let me ask you another movie theater question. Yeah. When you watch a movie, and you sometimes have theaters like to yourself and stuff, is there a specific row and seat you sit in?
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of a basic bitch, center middle. I like that shit.
Yes, I always go last row for some reason.
The very back row?
The very back is like...
Yeah, I like the back too. Especially if I'm watching with the public, I do that because then no asshole can be behind me. So
yeah.
I'm the same when it comes to that.
Okay. I always choose the back. But then sometimes the rooms are so big that you're almost too far.
Yeah.
So it's... sometimes I make that mistake, but I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of our theaters are designed specifically with, like, massive-ass screens. So if you're in the back row, it's still fucking awesome. So
nice.
I'm a little spoiled when it comes to some of that stuff. So I know you have some pretty bad theater experiences, but...
Yeah, I never... I notice everything. I'm like, too aware of everything.
Yeah.
So every little thing bothers me if I'm in a movie. If someone like checks their phone, my eyes and my head dart right to it.
Yeah, directly to it.
Ugh, I just...
I mean, in a dark room, that sore thumb just instantly...
You know? I can't help it. I expect people to be, you know, respectful. Yeah, that's my fault.
Right? Yeah, people are the worst.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, I do not miss the operation side of theater at all.
And I'm so nervous. Like, Star Wars is coming out in December. I just want a private screening. I may have to.
Come on.
I doubt there's going to be a private screening, though. Right? There's going to be so many show times. Oh, here we go.
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here. Yep. Gets caught right in it.
Oh, it's awesome. I wish they would show it a little bit more.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I wish they would show, like, his face, the aftermath of that.
Do they show when they unveil him later on? Or I know they...
I don't think so. They just throw his body out, yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's Zoe spitting on him. He probably got turned on by that. All blue eyes in that shot. Three people with blue eyes. Calm down, blue eyes. Get those seeds. Oh, she stole those seeds, bitch.
She's so happy. She's like, you're going to plant them for me.
Kristen Stewart saying, I'll see you later. See ya. See you in the twilight. They're a good couple. I want their spinoff movie. Yeah.
Rick just has a pretty badass way of going out here.
Yeah.
Ripping that engine.
Did you see the behind the scenes of this truck roll here? And George Miller's watching it in like... I guess like on some screens in a tent. And he thought... that the stunt driver like rolled on his head.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
And everyone was worried, but it turned out that the bald guy in the truck was a dummy.
Oh.
It wasn't so if you see here the bald guy, that's like a dummy there. And it lands right on the head. And I think the other driver was fine, but I think the dummy like really got it bad. And after it happened, they show George Miller take off the headphones and turn around to like everyone in the crew and is like, did he just...
Yeah, did we just kill that guy? There's the 3D.
There's the blatantness of 3D. That's okay, though. I'll allow that.
Yeah, it was fine. And now we can breathe again.
Right? Yeah. That shit's intense.
So she, yeah, there's like two of them left from the crew she came with.
Now, we'll get there, but they, like, I think the kids, like, lift up the lift for this truck to go up.
Oh, yeah, the Citadel?
Yeah, like, do you think all of, you know, the main guys, like, minions and stuff would let that happen? Like, how dedicated are they to that guy, or even, like, the evil minions are happy about it? Like, it just seems weird how easy they are, like, taking this over.
Yeah.
Like, there's no second in command.
Well, maybe it's because he's, they can see he's clearly mortal and he's fucking, they just killed him. So now they're the ones that they respect. I don't know. I mean, they're weird as fuck apocalyptic people. So.
Yeah, it's true. It just seemed easy. Like, nobody challenged them when they came back.
Yeah, well, they see it's his rig, so they thought it was him at first, and they're like, oh, wait, no, he's not there at all.
Yeah. Okay, that's not retracting. Oh, here we go. She is creepy.
Yes.
I can't. If I was Immortan Joe, she'd be left out.
Not one of the wives. He throws her down there with the rest of them.
Yeah, I'm like, you're going to the mother's milk den.
Although she doesn't look like she's got a lot going on in the chest, so maybe she's not.
Oh, true. I would just make her eat just a bunch of stuff. Just get all plumpy.
Yep. Gotta fatten her up.
She would produce skim milk. That's what she would produce. 2%. 2%. Oh boy. They need that guy. At least he got work.
Rig. Well, yeah, because they throw his body out and they're all just like instantly like ripping it apart and like going.
Oh, true.
Like this asshole that just robbed us of water all this time.
Now, yeah, do you think? Yeah, I was gonna say because they hit they turn on the water. Like, do you think it'll ever run out? Because there's obviously a piping system from the ground going up this mountain and out. Right? It doesn't really make sense where this water is coming from.
Yeah.
Like the plumbing system is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, he's these like, kids. Where's my dad?
All these little Uncle Festers.
It's like, wasn't that guy a blood bag when he left?
Let's see, do you see?
Oh, there
you
go.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Get a little close up.
A little bit. A little bit. That doesn't look that great. T. Morton Joe. I'm surprised they went with Immortan. Like, it could have easily been, like, Immortal Joe.
Yeah.
But.
He's like, Dad?
Look at he's so scared.
Yeah.
I wish they, like, the little kids took him, the little person out of the chair and threw him.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would have been fucking awesome.
Just chuck him out of there.
And he hits his head just on, like, in the bumper and he just spirals off. That's a real. Is that a real guy? Like, it's a real guy. Like, his legs are that fucked up.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure.
That looks like the bottom of his foot facing the wrong way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's the dwarf, yeah?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Little person.
Oh. Old guy. I just feel like. Yeah, maybe you're right. Seeing that Joe is gone.
They're like, we need a new leader because they're clearly all followers and they're not.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's the next movie. Maybe it's like her fight for power in the Citadel, and they're all like trying to fuck her up. Oh, this guy.
Oh boy, Elephant Man. Yeah, maybe. Well, right now Charlie's not cast in it, but
yeah,
look at all the mother's milk. They're like, check it out. What if they just? Like, what if they all just leaned over and all milk was just pouring down like a waterfall? Like,
just trick them, no water, it's all milk.
So maybe, like you said, Charlize is in charge, Furiosa, and then maybe Mad Max comes across like a gang that's going to try to take over the Citadel, and he's like, oh, shit. Yeah. I know who's in charge over there. Let me catch a ride with these guys, pretend I'm going to go fight with them. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I guess there's so much they can do in this land. They can make up anything they want, make up any gang.
All this is just existing in his head anyway, old George Miller. So
yeah,
he's got a mind, man. Fucking creative as shit.
And I guess there's really no story with Charlize. It's just that she's going to take over the Citadel. She's going to give everyone water and everything they need.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
There we go.
That's it, man.
It's good stuff, man.
That was fun. Listen to some...
Don't understand the people that don't like that movie. It's fun as fuck.
Yeah, if you're out there and you don't like it, let us know in the article or in the Facebook group. But it's so much fun, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely intense. I think I've watched it a couple times this week just to prep for this, and as soon as it was over, I'm like, I think I could just throw that on again and not have a problem. Oh,
absolutely. It's one of those, I'm still one of those assholes that has, like, satellite. So if it's on, like, HBO or something, I'm always just throwing it on random parts throughout the movie. And it's just too good.
Yeah, it's so much fun, man. Yeah. It's a great time. Well, thank you for joining me on this.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. Thank you for everyone for listening, sharing, liking. Can't thank you enough. I want to send a special thanks to Warren, Eddie Ramirez, and Alfonso Du from the Stairs. Said some nice stuff on voicemails about the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring and spreading the word and all that good stuff. So on that note, I'll see you on the next commentary. I don't know what it'll be, but, you know, be on the lookout. So thank you, Chetsy.
These are always a fun time, man.
All right, absolutely, man. See you, buddy. See ya. Later. Oh, outro.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network at BingeMedia.net. Support the show by donating on Patreon at Patreon.com/BingeMedia. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I didn't stop giving handjobs because I wasn't good at it. I stopped giving handjobs because I was the best at it.
Nope.